say if somebody had to carry a very heavy suitcase a long ways, instead of just saying he carried it, some other way of expressing that?
Well, you could put it on a in a roller cart and carry it that way. That's with it having airports. You go in these airports and they'll have these little carts. You put your suitcase in one of those carts and roll it.
You ever hear people around here say, "Tote it"?
That's a nigger term.
Oh.
yeah, you could say that, but that's strictly a nigger term.
Say, you know, when you were a young boy, was there ever any kind of game you played where, you know, you chased each other and there was usually a place that you could run to and be safe?
Yeah.
What did you call that place?
Call it home.
That was a home.
Yeah. Oh, there's all kind of games. We used to play alligator, too.
What's that?
Alligator's a game you play in the water. Everybody used to go out into these old stock tanks where they watered the horses and cows and go swimming in it. So all the boys would get naked and swim, and everybody was supposed to expose a pecker. And if he didn't do it, if he got in water and didn't expose it, then the alligator took after him. One of the boys was alligator, and he chased him. And as soon as he caught him, then he had to be the alligator and chase somebody else. And so if you was a good sport, you'd have to lower yourself in the water so they couldn't see the pecker, and then they could chase you.
I was
playing alligator.
Say this expression, if somebody's just got a smile on his face all the time, you might say about it, "Well, he sure seems to be in a good
humor."
Or say, if you wanted to get in touch with somebody, instead of calling them on the phone, you might sit down and
write them.
And after you've written a letter, you say that you take the envelope and
seal it.
And then you write on the outside of it, what do you call yourself doing to it?
Putting a return address on it.
Or what about the verb form for that? You say you have to the letter so it'll get to where it's supposed
address.
To
address. Yeah, address it.
Have you ever heard any nicknames children had for another child who always went around telling on the other children?
Tattletale.
To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
Well, gossip is not quite as bad as tattling. Tattling is getting a person in trouble. I mean, that's willfully getting them in trouble. Gossiping is talking about them, and that can get them into trouble, too. Gossiping isn't quite as bad as tattling. Tattling is when you tell the parents or the teacher or somebody that's going to give them what for. But gossip is just where you're just spreading dirty information about them. Gossip is something that's not very nice. But it's usually not as bad as tattling.
What do you call these things that children play with, that they have a lot of, they have a lot of different?
Toys.
Have you ever heard people call toys anything else?
Play pretties.
Yeah. Or this expression, say if you gave your wife a bracelet for a present and she was just sitting there looking at it,